A Florida man was bit by a gator that he thought was a dog. Florida man, also known as the monkey whisperer, was arrested for you know what. A Florida woman stung by a jellyfish went on to swim and break a record. And a Florida man blew up, and no one knows how or why. These are the weird stories for Friday on Weird AF News, and they are all out of the state of Florida. That's right, guys, because on Friday on Weird AF News, we only do weird news from Florida. We call it Florida Fridays. Welcome, if this is your first time experiencing Florida Friday. If you're coming back to a Florida Friday episode, I say welcome back. A Florida man was bitten by an alligator that he thought was a dog. That's right. A man in Florida was bitten by an alligator that he mistook for a dog on Tuesday in Sarasota County. The incident occurred at 12:30 a.m. at the Warm Mineral Springs Motel. Woo, the Warm Mineral Springs Motel. Sounds like a lot of quality behaviors going on at 12:30 a.m. at the Warm Mineral Springs Motel. Investigators say this Florida man was walking outside the motel overnight. He spotted a dark figure that, quote, appeared to look like a dog with a very long leash. Yeah, I don't know how you mistake the lower half of an alligator's body as a leash, but okay. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it's more than just the darkness that had this Florida man mistaking an alligator for a dog. I'm going to say there's some chemicals involved. We'll find out later. I'm going to guess there's drugs and drug paraphernalia involved in mistaking an alligator for a dog. Let's see what the deputies say. They have some more information. They say that when the Florida man attempted to pet the... Okay. He attempted to pet the dog. Wow, this is a strange dog. It's quite hairless. Never seen this before. Wow, very scaly. Oh, you feel slimy, dog. I never felt a dog like you. You don't smell very good either. You're a little moist. I'm really dumbfounded by your lack of hair. Well, I've heard of those hairless cats. Maybe there's hairless dogs as well. Very scaly. Very reptilian, you feel. What is this, Borat? Oh, look at your dog. I've never seen such a dog. Very nice. What kind of dog is this? I love it. Okay. Back to the report. The man tried to escape with the alligator, I assume, attached to his leg. He flagged down a deputy who was in the area. Was he dragging the alligator towards a cop? That's hilarious. Help! This dog is very strong! It won't let me go! So there was a deputy there who was in the area for an unrelated call, you know, because, well, you know, shit's going down at the Mineral Springs Motel. That's why the deputy's there. And it says here the man was taken to a hospital and the gator was captured. They then had to call emergency personnel to take the man to the hospital with these non-life-threatening injuries, although they claim that the alligator ripped out a piece of his muscle tissue in his right leg. Okay, I'm scrolling down. I'm not finding the chemicals he was on. Oh, I'm learning it was a 7-foot alligator. That's a very long dog, sir. What dog is 7 feet long? What is this? Who? How? Well, he did think that part of it was a leash for some reason. Well, that's the thickest leash I've ever seen. What is that? That leash has legs. Wow, that's strange. Still, no chemicals. It says here, wow, listen to this sergeant. He jumped in the middle of the back of the gator, folded him up, and taped him into a ball. Is that how you handle gators? The sergeant just jumps on the gator? Wow. They're just so accustomed to these things that they just know what to do. Nah, you jump on them, you fold them up and tape them into a ball. That's how you deal with it. That's what you do. You do the same thing with dogs, too, if they're ornery. You just jump on them, tape them up into a ball. The deputies believe that this alligator came from a drain near the motel. Just came from out of a drain. Yeah, just gators just emerging from drains in Florida. How do you live there? You guys are out of your minds down there. A Florida man, also known as the Monkey Whisperer, was sentenced for, you guessed it, trafficking monkeys. That's right. According to the records, we got a guy here named Jimmy Wayne Hammonds. He's also known as the Monkey Whisperer. He's 58 years old. According to the records, the Monkey Whisperer owned and operated the Monkey Whisperer LLC. Okay. If you're going to traffic monkeys, bro, maybe not call your business the Monkey Whisperer. Maybe not have monkey in your business. You know, if you're going to use a business as a front, have it be something completely different. You know, like when I was living in New York City, there was a VCR repair shop around the block. And this is at a time when no one's got VCRs. Like, this is obviously a front. That's how you do it. You don't call yourself the Monkey Whisperer and then go on to engage in the illicit trafficking of illegal endangered monkeys. That's not how you do it. You open a business called, I'm a blacksmith. I'm a candlestick maker. Something archaic. No one will know. Now, apparently the Monkey Whisperer LLC was engaged in the general breeding and selling of wildlife. Sounds like perhaps even on the up and up, he was selling wildlife legally. However, this guy, the Monkey Whisperer, couldn't help himself. From September 2017 until February 2018, the Monkey Whisperer conspired to sell a capuchin monkey to a celebrity client. Even though that buyer could not lawfully possess the capuchin monkey where he lived in California, the Monkey Whisperer facilitated the transportation of this capuchin monkey from Florida to California through individuals who were not permitted to possess a capuchin monkey in either of the states. The client paid over $12,000 for the animal. Law enforcement later seized the capuchin monkey from the client's California resident. They, of course, tracked it back to the Monkey Whisperer. In addition, the Monkey Whisperer illegally sold cotton-top tamarins. I don't know what those are, but sound pretty endangered. These are primates listed as an endangered species. That's right. I just thought they were because I've never heard of a cotton-top tamarin. Then again, you know, I don't know much about wildlife, so... So this guy was selling these tamarins to buyers in Alabama, South Carolina, and Wisconsin. To conceal his unlawful wildlife trafficking, the Monkey Whisperer submitted, get this, false records. Huh, who'd have thought a Florida man would submit false records? I tell you, these Florida men, bunch of ne'er-do-wellers if you ask me. Not only did he falsify records, he turned those falsified records over to a law enforcement officer and then attempted to persuade a witness to lie to a law enforcement officers by saying that they had purchased the cotton-top tamarins at a flea market. Like you can buy monkeys at a flea market. What kind of flea market is that? Huh? This isn't India, bro. This is the U.S. You don't go to flea markets and buy cotton-top tamarins. You just don't. The article ends by saying... Hammonds, the Monkey Whisperer, star Florida man of the story, had actually been previously convicted in Florida state court for similar conduct in 2012. And then you let him open another business called the Monkey Whisperer? What did you think was going to happen? How does this guy do this? Oh, he's so brazen about it. No shame. He's been convicted of trafficking monkeys illegally before, and then he opens up a business called the Monkey Whisperer. Hey, sir, you're not gonna, I don't know, traffic monkeys again, are you? You just open up this business called the Monkey Whisperer. Yeah, I know it's called the Monkey Whisperer, but that's not what I'm doing. No. I'm a Donkey Kong arcade game repairman. Oh, I like that. I think I ended this one good. A Florida woman stung by a jellyfish goes on to break a Guinness World Record. Ooh, very inspiring Florida stories, guys. What's her name? Ooh, listen to this name. Merle Livand. Merle? That's a very old school name. Merle? Merle owns a VCR repair shop. Kidding, but that's a callback. We call that a callback in comedy. Merle Livand, also known as the Eco Mermaid, she's a conservationist from Miami. She made headlines when she braved the rough waters off the Miami beach. She swam 42.2 kilometers in 12 hours and 54 minutes to break her own Guinness World Record for the farthest swim with a monofin. A monofin. I'm not sure what that is. Let's look up monofin. Oh, I see. I see. It's a large fin that you put both of your feet in like a mermaid. If you want to feel like a mermaid. I should have known it's called a monofin. But, you know, I'm not that bright, guys. Did you sign up for a genius here? No, I don't think you did. Okay, so she's the eco mermaid. She's originally from Estonia. She moved to Florida 11 years ago. How strange. By choice, I'd imagine. Someone coming from Estonia. She just didn't know any better. She's like, I'll go to Florida. I heard it was fun. They have a lot of 7-foot dogs, I've heard. Okay. Now, the Eco Mermaid is a competitive swimmer who also swims wearing a monofin in order to raise awareness about the ocean. Here's a quote from Merle. She says, I was born with autoimmune health problems and I started swimming because my lungs collapsed. Wow. This woman is amazing. If my lungs collapsed, I wouldn't be doing any cardio at all. It'd be a video game lifestyle for me at that point. It just would be video games. Video games and the strip club. That's what I'd be doing if my lungs collapsed. I wouldn't be playing pickup basketball, softball, or swimming with my monofin. That's for damn sure. Got to give props to Merle. She's trying to break records even with lungs collapsed. Some people, man, they're unbelievable out there. Now, Merle's a damn inspiration. This is what she told the Guinness World Records. Today, my intention is to fight for Mother Earth's lungs. Can you imagine? Well, if you had like 8 people like this in Florida, yeah, maybe you could save that state. Now, Merle previously set the record for the farthest swim with a monofin last April, clocking up 29.9 kilometers on choppy waters. However, while it was enough to make a Guinness World Record, Merle says she could have swam farther should the conditions have been ideal, but they were not. Nevertheless, the long-distance swimmer surpassed that record by not a mile, but close to 8 miles. Even so, her most recent monofin swim had its own unique set of challenges, some of them pretty shocking. For instance, she told the Guinness Book of World Records, I was stung by a jellyfish. Yes, I was stung by a jellyfish. I kept telling myself that it was not the time to cry, not this time. The moments where I was feeling down, I had to remind myself that I'm a tool between the ocean and humans. And I want my message to be heard, whether I'm bit by a jellyfish in the ass or not. Merle's a total badass. Of course, she's from Estonia. Have you ever met anybody from Estonia? They don't take any shit. They had Nazi occupation back in the day, all right? It says here, during one of her practice swims, Merle had some other issues. She ingested microplastics while breathing. Yeah, of course. This is the ocean that we live in now. Microplastics. Thanks, everybody, for the microplastics. Jonesy, you got a vasectomy? Why? Microplastics. That's why. Microplastics. Microplastics. Now, Merle says after ingesting microplastics, she had an epiphany. She realized that she could be doing more for the oceans than just competitive swimming. She was concerned about the impact of plastic pollution on the marine life. And she sort of experienced that firsthand, she says. She then challenged herself to swim just like the fish do. Instead of using her arms to propel herself forward, Merle swam using only her legs and her feet, bound in a custom-engineered mermaid-like tail fin called a monofin. While swimming, Merle says, I think about the manatees that are dying because there's not enough seagrass for them to eat and survive. I think of the children who suffer because microplastics have affected their gut health. At the end of the day, this isn't just about a record. It's about helping the community and the world. Well, damn, Merle. You know what she's doing in addition to helping the community and the world? She's doing something for Florida Fridays. She's kind of balancing out the deplorable Florida behavior that you usually hear with something inspiring and problem-solving, and I love that.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yay! Witnesses say they don't know how a Florida man blew himself up. This occurred at a graduation party in Florida. A man was killed. 51-year-old Florida man Michael Reitinger died in an apparent accidental explosion at a bonfire during an outdoor graduation party. The sheriff's office and the fire marshal are investigating. There's a quote from the 911 caller. There's been an accident. He's dead. There's somebody dead. A graduation party at a home on Third Court near DeLand ended tragically when this 51-year-old man was killed. Investigators say that this fella, Michael Reitinger, and other adults were sitting in an outdoor patio area on the property at 3:30 in the morning when Michael walked over to the bonfire in the yard. We're going to cut back to the 911 call. It looks like, I don't know, it looks like an explosion or something. He was walking here out by the fire. Something exploded. It exploded. There's an explosion. I don't know, an explosion. The fire marshal and team investigated what they thought might be a possible fireworks incident. And one of the witnesses described a loud hissing sound for several seconds, while another described a thud-like sound. I'm going to say dynamite. I mean, hissing and then an explosion large enough to kill a man. That's not fireworks, man. That sounds like dynamite to me. And I think this party is trying to cover up the fact that they were playing with dynamite around a bonfire at 3:30 a.m., probably operating on some copious amounts of drugs and drug paraphernalia. But let's get back into the story. According to the report, all parties on the scene denied the victim having any type of explosive device, fireworks, or otherwise. Sounds like a cover-up. Back to the 911 call. We need somebody immediately! Oh my God! Oh my God! Explosions! Witnesses tried to help the victim, but he was pronounced dead at the scene, it says. Investigators described traumatic injuries that appeared to be caused by some kind of explosion. Dynamite! Investigators say they hope to learn more about the cause and manner of dynamite, dude! Results of the autopsy are expected soon. The initial sheriff's office investigation did not identify any source of the apparent explosion. Dynamite! Hello, it's dynamite, man! It's dynamite, man!
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Doo-wop, diddy-wop, diddy-wop-doo. Doo-wop, diddy-wop, diddy-wop-doo. And here you are at the outro. You stuck around, you critter. Thanks for hanging in there. This is where we give thanks and praise. And I just want to start by thanking everyone who sent me Florida articles. It was a lot of them, and I appreciate it very, very much. That alligator dog story seemed to be very popular. I got a lot of those. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I hope you're having a nice weekend, or you're about to, or you already did. I don't know when you're listening to this. Just want you to know that I appreciate you and hope you're having a good time out there. If you'd like to reach out to me, my email is funnyjones@gmail.com. You can call the show too, 646-450-2012. Give me a jingle over the weekend and say what's up. If you would like to support the show, please tell a friend about Weird AF News. I think that's the best thing you could do. Yeah. People are always talking about the podcasts they're listening to. So just if you could bring up Weird AF News as a must try, you know, not a must listen, a must try. We're going to drop the bar a little bit. Yeah. Then, you know, maybe the people in your orbit will give it a shot. And then maybe they'll be lifelong fans. And that would be amazing. So I appreciate if you could do that for me. And lastly, love yourself, okay? Why not? I love you.